The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Doug Janky.
Somebody's had some coffee this morning.
Oh, gosh, yes. So,
well, hey, Nick, before we get going, we're at KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and KCNR1460.com. There, we've made Carl happy.
They're listening to us. Why do we got to tell them where they're listening to?
Well, I don't know. You know, we've been told we got to be more like, you know, let the people know where they're actually already signed into because they didn't know they were signed in there.
Are you going to have a good Christmas here in 2 days?
Yeah.
3 days.
I think so. Yeah.
Yes, that is a good old FCC law
that
we have to say the station ID.
Since when does we have to obey laws?
I don't know.
I mean, since Obama, we've stopped obeying laws everywhere else. Why do we need to obey it for the FCC now?
Carl's got a way of getting these goody-goody producers. They're not used to
us. I know. A bunch of losers won't risk it.
You're expecting a good Christmas?
Well, you know, I don't think we have any gifts under. My wife got a really, really nice pair of custom boots that took 18 months to build, so that cost a couple dollars. And then we just went to Vegas last week and saw my sister, so we've kind of said between her boots and a trip to Vegas, we're good.
Well, I'm
How about
not.
You?
I got some bad news here about 2 weeks ago, or not 2 weeks, 2 days ago.
Uh-oh.
That big fat fatio, I say fatio because I can't use profanity, Santa Claus isn't coming to my house again. I feel let down. I behaved myself for 2 weeks, and I feel like I sacrificed 2 weeks of my life, and he's not coming.
You obviously had a crappy childhood because you realize that he watches the whole year, and if he wants to know if you've been naughty or nice. And I would say that you've had 50 weeks of naughty, and 2 weeks of nice is not going to overcome that. Just saying.
Actually, I got the hint that it's the present I was requesting. I requested a reusable.
Uh-oh.
Red-headed, double-breasted mattress smasher. And I got
You'll shoot your eye out.
I got the news that Santa Claus got one, but he's keeping it for himself. Greedy Santa Claus. So, we'll move on.
Welcome to the show, folks. Good morning. Hey, we got a new listener, George. I'd like to thank George and say thank you. And Jason from Vegas just had shoulder surgery, so we wanted to make sure he's getting better. So that's who I got to kind of interact with on texting while I was there. So, see, we're worldwide.
That's right.
But, Nick, you've got a lot of stuff. I've been watching stuff. You know, there's not anything happening in the world. It's peaceful, and there's no regime changes or nothing. I mean, it's
great.
Well,
you know, I've got a clip of our new border czar, and I'd like to play that. What's his name?
The new one?
Yeah.
Has it been appointed already?
Well, just as well have. You know, Trump is pretty much running the country now, although Joe Biden's trying to take credit for it.
Well, yeah.
Have you noticed gas prices are going down? Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. As he leaves the door of gas prices go back to what they were before he took office. So 4 years of wasted energy on our part.
Let's play that first clip.
So you're pretty much the first person Trump chose after he got elected. I think it was the end of that week, right?
Yeah, I believe I was.
Can you summarize in one sentence what you plan to do with the job?
Well, look, we had a discussion that night, and he gave me three rails, three things he wants me to do. Number one is secure the border.
Yeah.
Shut the border down. Number two, run the biggest deportation operation this country's ever seen. And third, he wants me to lead an effort to find the over 300,000 missing children that were trafficked into this country, and this administration cannot locate them.
So seal the border, deport the illegals, find the missing children, right. 300,000.
Yes.
Let's go in order. Seal the border. What has happened? Do you have a sense now, over a month after Trump's victory, of just how big the invasion was under Biden? Do we know?
Well, we know that we can document over 10 million encounters, 10.5 that we can document. Then we can document over 2 million gotaways, right? These are known gotaways. What is a known gotaway? These are people we capture an image on drone, video.
Is that in addition to the 10?
Yeah. So
at least 12 million people
have been encountered at our border. 10.5 been encountered. Over 2 we got. We know they're a gotaway because we capture on drone traffic, video traffic, or sensor traffic, and Border Patrol us over 1 that couldn't respond. So we know there's at least 12.5 million people at that border.
So that's like New York plus Chicago.
It's a historic number, which is one of the reasons why I wake up pissed off every day, because we went from the most secure border in my lifetime. I started in 1984 as Border Patrol agent. Worked for 6 presidents.
Where did you start, by the way?
I was Border Patrol agent in Campo, California, San Diego sector.
Yeah.
But to go from the most secure border in my lifetime under President Trump, based on data, right? That's just my opinion. That's data. Go from the most secure border in my lifetime to historic illegal immigration in one administration. That's by design. That's not mismanagement.
Yeah.
That's by design.
What do you think the goal was?
Well,
is that it?
I guess that's it. Hey, that is Tucker Carlson Network. It costs you $60 a year, and he gives you interviews like that. Also sends you updates on the email. And, boy, I tell you, this guy needs to be supported, in my opinion, along with James O'Keefe and many others that have their own podcast. Megyn Kelly. You know, Cheryl Atkinson, Full Measure. I think you can get her without joining up, although she does solicit donations. But we've got some really good news media nationally. Disappointingly, we don't have decent news media locally. At the supervisors meeting, and I'd like to say this before I get started on this, Patrick Jones, if you're going to be on the next show and go into depth about the crop hauler presentation of what went on at a meeting Thursday night, give a call here, and David can just write yes or no, because if you're not going to be here, I'm going to go into a little bit more depth. If you are, I'll just give you a segue into it and not try and... You can explain it a lot better than I. But anyway, the news media here locally didn't say a word about it, and they have this investigation has shown so much corruption brought out by Kevin Cry, Patrick Jones, and Chris Kellstrom. And you know, we wonder why people are leaving the county, like Mary Rickard said, a very well run county. They're leaving because somebody's looking behind the scenes, and they're finding out that there was a lot of misconduct going on.
Yes.
A lot of it that cost us a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually had to go to see Patrick the other day, and we got talking, and of course, Patrick, you know, Patrick's, so you
start
bringing
that. That's a shock. You ran into Patrick, and there was some talking going on. I bet it was one-sided.
And he brought up the crop hauler. He brought up the stuff with the investigation going on right now and the stuff and the people that were leaving. And, you know, as the light was turned on to the cockroaches, they retired to collect their pension. And so it would be interesting to have Patrick in here, because the malfeasance and corruptness in the local government is pretty astonishing, actually. And Kevin and Chris and Patrick have shined a light on the cockroaches, and they're scurrying.
And our local news media won't cover it. That is a crime.
Well, and you know what's funny is that Tucker Carlson clip, the guy, you know, for all the stuff they said, the one thing that he didn't say that is maybe, in my opinion, more important is the FBI director, Ray, the piece of crap human dude that he is and should be shot for treason, he admitted in congressional testimony there was over 6,000 known terrorists that have come into the country of that 10 million people. He admitted to that, 6,000 terrorists. And yet, the liberals and the woke people are so stupid, that doesn't ring a bell until something blows up in their neighborhood. And then they're going to be like, well, how did this happen? Thank Joe. Thank Joe and Kamel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank Joe and Kamel.
It's amazing that the things that they just let slide. One would be this bird fellow that shot Ashley Babbitt.
Oh, yeah, that thing, that email you sent was pretty amazing.
Well, I have high hopes that that's one of the first ones Kash Patel goes after. Ashley Babbitt was a 14-year Air Force veteran. And this bird fellow had quite a...
Dubious history.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in more trouble than he had good reviews. Let's put it that way.
Let's see. Bird discharged his service weapon at a fleeing vehicle.
Yeah.
He woke up in the middle of the night, and there were two vans out there, and they were stealing his car. So he and his wife ran out. He takes his service deal out there, his service gun. They tried to run over him. They missed him, and he fired shots at him. And hit the back end of the van, but when he reported to the police, he had fired shots and it went through the windshields.
Yeah.
He was blatantly lying.
Well, it's like the audio when it talked about Babbitt. You know, there was one shot fired. It was fired from his gun. She was on video punching some guy trying to get away from him and was just trying to get possibly to safety. She was unarmed. She was white, for the record. She was white. And he shot her. And then when he was on the radio, he said, multiple shots fired. They're firing at me.
Yes.
He's the only one that fired.
And he's black, but they didn't bring that
up.
There's nothing racist there.
At all, no.
You know, and then he got into a fist fight at a high school football game. And he started it. He instigated it down on the sidelines, and he claimed racist on that. It was just, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm hoping Patel, in spite of his two paragraphs that I think contradicted each other massively in his book, I thought it was a great book. So I hope that he does get appointed at the FBI.
And then this bird guy, he leaves his pistol in the bathroom Senate chambers, the House of Representatives chambers, leaves it in the bathroom, and it's in there for almost an hour till another guy stumbled across and found it and turned it in.
Had he been a white guy, he would have been fired immediately.
Yeah, but the thing is, he was put in a position of being the lead officer there at the state house or the federal house.
Well, you know, that's how it works in government. Incompetence rises to the top, not the cream.
Yeah. But you know what? They took and they put him up first of all, he didn't identify himself to her. He didn't order her to stop. He didn't consider the other people that were there doing regular tactics by the police. There were other people behind her. He could have hit any one of them, and mm-hmm. some of those were police officers. He didn't even know that she was a female. He just dumped her at rear end, and then he gets on the radio and says that were there shots being fired, he's the only one that shot the shots. They took and put him up in a hotel for 6 months.
Yep.
A real nice one, and wouldn't tell anybody that we didn't find out who he was for 6 months, who shot her.
No.
And then he got a $36,000 bonus.
Yeah.
And he got a promotion.
For murder.
And, I just hope Kash Patel gets on that like ugly on an ape.
I'm watching Trump and his picks and what's going on with the stuff. And I'm concerned that, you know, these guys that are getting named, Hegseth and Kash Patel and all these guys, you know, they're already getting the smear campaign from the liberals. And so, you know, it's going to take a strong group of people, constitutionalists, people who believe it doesn't matter what color your skin is or what your background, as long as you're honest and hardworking, you get a chance in this country. Because the liberals are going to do everything they can to destroy a nominee they don't agree with. And what's funny is I think if they were listening to me right now, I'll give them some advice. Whenever they accuse you of something, bring their record up. Bring their record up at the same time. Go, okay, yep, I did that. How about you do it? You, Mr. Schumer, did this. You, Pelosi, did this. And, you know, fight a quid pro quo kind of a fight. And they will lose it 100%, but... We conservatives have a tendency, you know, to not want the spotlight, so we back out of things and let the liberals claim victory. So I hope that doesn't happen here because we need some strong people right now.
Well, here's a perfect example of what you just said. Some critics fear Trump will use the IRS to get even with the Democrats.
Which is hilarious because that's all those pieces of crap human do have been doing to us since Obama. They've been attacking us for no reason. They you know, investigated conservative groups back in Obama's day. I can't even go on the list of treasonous activities Biden has done. So it's funny as they, again, that's that old saying. If they accuse you of it, there's a 99.9% chance they're doing it or have done it.
Boy, I don't think much of these pardons either. Blanket pardons. Come on, give me a break.
I'm not a scholar by any means, and I haven't done constitutional law, but I'm not sure the Constitution was intended to protect an entire group of law-breaking, treasonous people. And I'm hoping whoever gets the AG job overturns every single one of them, because they haven't been charged with a crime, so you can't be pardoned for something that you haven't been charged with, number one. Number two...
Actually, Gerald Ford did that for Nixon.
But he had been impeached on from the Congress, so he had an actual record of something, air quotes, criminal. So he had something that had been charged, and a hearing had been held, and he was found impeached. So these other people are going to get away with it. And the thing is that the listeners need to understand, if these pieces of human dew have destroyed this country, do not face justice with heads on platters, they're going to pull strings from behind the scenes with Soros and Gates and Bezos and Zuckerberg. They're going to get bigger and more powerful. If you don't take the head off the snake will grow. And these people who are about to be, if the rumors are true, pre-pardoned, I hope they challenge the hell out of that and for legal precedent, because I can't see a reason how you can be pre-pardoned for something you haven't been charged with.
Well, I'll tell you.
And you got to ask yourself, Nick, why do they need a pre-pardon? It's because they're criminals. They're dirty.
Absolutely.
They're scumbuckets.
Yes.
They're all liberal scumbuckets. And then the couple rhinos, McConnell and the such, throw them in that bunch.
Oh, yeah. I heard he resigned.
Ooh. I don't hear that.
Yeah. I think
he resigned in position, but not from the – he resigned completely. I haven't heard that.
He had one – well, no, that's what I meant, is his position. He had one of those freeze moments like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. He's had them for a while. And again, this just shows the stupidity of the Republicans. The Republican, you boneheads, you can't call the liberals stupid for doing Joe, and yet you're hiding McConnell. McConnell the turtle has been a bad dude for years, yet he's had that position of power. And when he's had these freezing moments, an honest Republican would have stood up and said, hey, that guy's got to go. That's what honesty would have dictated at that moment. Put somebody in there who is younger, more honest, more ethical. But when he had those freezing moments, I'm looking, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say that Joe's worse than that. His freezes were pretty bad.
Oh, geez. You know, there's a gal, a representative from Texas, and her name escapes me now. I didn't write it down. She hasn't voted since July. And they started investigating. Her office is cleaned out, and she's in a memory health care facility. And she's still on there. She's still drawing a paycheck. She's still their representative, and nobody seems to know what's going on there.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Honesty and integrity has kind of flown out the door at the House of Representatives and the Senate.
At most government. I actually crossed swords a little bit with the city of Reading this week on honesty and ethics, because I've got a client who's trying to sell a piece of dirt here in town. And when he got it, he bought it at a tax sale. It had cars and crap, and the previous owner was just kind of a hoarder. So he went and cleaned it up. Now it's his property. He owns it. It's a piece of dirt.
You know, that's unusual. You hear them sirens?
Yeah.
They're going back to the fire station so they can hurry up and get on the radio and listen to us.
There you go. They're on there like, we got to get back. Doug and Nick are talking. But no, so anyways, this guy, he gets everything cleaned up, and then he moves a trailer to park it and a couple cars on this bare piece of dirt. City of Reading, code enforcement comes over and tells him he can't use his property. He can't put anything on this bare piece of property. And so it became a massive issue. The neighbor was a bit of a psycho, crazy nut. But long story short, at the end of the day, the city of Reading is telling this landowner, this private property owner, that he can't use his own property. And so when I was in there the other day checking on behalf of a buyer that we wanted to submit an offer, you know, here's the smug code enforcement dude telling me, oh, you know, you can't do that in the city code. I go, isn't that funny? City of Reading has a crap ton of homeless encampments with tons of crap everywhere, but that's okay. But a private property citizen cannot have anything on their property. Really? And that just shows you the corrupt. It comes all the way down here. You own a piece of dirt. As long as you're not doing hoarding or meth lab, you should be able to enjoy. That's part of the Constitution, is the private property rights. And so it goes back up to, you know, being honest and integrity at the top, highest level and the lowest level.
Well, you know, the county's in the same boat. I've got a little piece of property I bought behind me that is 1.2 acres, and it has a pump on it, a well with a pump and a tank sitting out in the middle of it. And I thought that I would like to build a little outhouse-sized thing to put over it and just shelter it from the elements. And I called up the county, and they said, oh, yeah, you can put anything on there that's less than 10 by 10. No problem. You don't need a permit or anything. And I said, okay, well, there's nothing on there now. Oh, there's nothing on there. You can't do that. You've got to get a permit. It's got to be engineered by the state of California. We've got to okay it. I'm going, geez, you guys.
Well, you just can't make up the stupidity that is government. It takes a certain level of stupidity. And I was reading a great article last night about Javier Milei down in Argentina. And, you know, he's not going in with the surgical scalpel and trying to cut away a little bit of the cancer and the wokeness. The dude has eliminated 10 federal agencies literally in the first year. Just eliminated. They disappeared. Gone. And he has taken Argentina from being one of the worst economic crap holes on planet Earth to now one of the best economies growing in the world. And the problem is it's bureaucracy. It's that kind of stuff right there where you tell people down to the gnat's ass what they can do with their life and their property.
What kind of nails you got to use?
What kind of nails? What kind of you guys? Simpson ties, you know, whatever. I mean, we need to do a wholesale cleansing of the system. I mean, it needs to fail eventually is what needs to happen because you can't scalpel out cancer this big.
Well, you've got to remember, it's not the local guy that's telling you what you can do or not do. It's the people that pass these dumb rules.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Milei, Javier Milei.
Yes.
I love that guy. I just read yesterday he has taken inflation in Argentina down from 25% a month.
Yep.
25% a month to less than 3.
Yep. Well, that's what I'm saying. The dude is the modern,
Donald Trump.
Oh no, Donald Trump doesn't even hold Javier Milei's pants. Javier said what he was going to do. The people believed him and he did it. Donald Trump said he had a lot of crap and he surrounded himself with piranhas and he didn't do what he said he was going to do and it didn't stick. And so we had 4 years of Joe.
It's going to be different this time.
I hope so, but I see his people that he's nominating and I'm not 100% sure that's true. He's nominating a lot of swamp creatures. Well, Javier Milei is a different beast. This dude, he's not political, doesn't have a history in it. He's not a multi-billionaire. He's an economist and, he said his rallies, he would light up a chainsaw and say, I'm going to cut out the cancer in government. And he's done it. And the Argentinians have given him a year. They've gone through a little bit more hardship for a short window. But now poverty is dropping from, it was at like almost 60%. It's down to like 29. And incomes are going. Inflation is down to 2%. And it's still going down. That's what a real leader looks like.
Well, you know, look at the way they did with the.
Yes, come on, Joe, bring it back.
Beep, 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 beep.
Mitch McConnell has entered the building. Hi, Mitch, how are you?
Well, I'm trying to think, and it's a tough exercise.
Oh man,
the
I had
spending
to
limit they wanted to do.
Oh yeah,
what was it? 1,500 pages. They turn it in a day before they're going to vote on it. Thanks to Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they got it down to 118 pages, and there's still some fat in it.
Well, you know, that goes back to the piece of crap rhinos, Johnson et al., who were willing to pass a 15, who considered, because Johnson actually brought that to the floor, considered passing a 1,500-page continuing resolution without reading it, and as it turns out, there are a ton of woke causes that were going to be funded in there for billions upon billions of dollars. And Johnson was going to put that in front of the thing and try to intimidate the Republicans into voting for it. And thank God. I mean, I'll give it from what I can understand. It was actually kind of Elon Musk more than even Trump said, no, that's not doable. Then there was one that was being put in that also had a lot of pork and bad stuff. And Trump really wanted it. And I'll give the Republicans benefit. They said no to that one, too. So we pared it down.
But what I feared more with the 1,500, I feared a government shutdown less than I feared the government staying open.
My brother works for the government. He works for the Forest Service. He has not lost one penny of his entire career paycheck at a shutdown. They don't get paid, and then when they go back to work, they get paid and caught up. Not like if you go on a strike or whatever at a private company. If you lose that money, generally speaking, you've lost it. So I don't feel bad. for the fact that national parks might be shut down for a little bit. But if it saves the country, it's a small price to pay.
We got to go to a break, but I want to play this clip number three to lead us into the break. And you remember 60 Minutes re-rigging Kamala Harris's answer. We're going to play. This is it right here. Listen to this.
A lawsuit has been filed against CBS, another FCC-regulated broadcast network, which edited this actual word salad answer from Kamala Harris on Gaza, seen here.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
So CBS, another broadcast network which does this all the time, working to hold up Democrat power in this country, knock down conservative power, they edited that into this nice, clean, decisive answer, which aired actually on 60 Minutes and was viewed by millions of people just before the election.
Does the U.S. have no sway over Prime Minister Netanyahu?
The work that we do diplomatically with the leadership of Israel is an ongoing pursuit around making clear our principles.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
Ooh, she looks like so competent there, right? Like almost like somebody that could actually run the country as opposed to the first soundbite. These are the things that they do all the time, ABC, CBS, whoever. This is what they do constantly. They're only just getting dinged for these little moments by Trump and these lawsuits, but they do this every day. And it's one thing when MSN...
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at Turtle Bay.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Example of why this week, when Biden claimed that he had personally gotten more than 100 hostages released from Gaza.
The trauma of that day and its aftermath is still raw and ongoing. I've gotten over 100 hostages out, and I will not stop till I get every single one of them home.
Is that us?
That's us. We're on.
Oh, great. He got 100. I'm sorry. I was just kind of awed by his amazingness.
Joe Biden's taking credit for all the hostages that have been released in Gaza. Like he went over there and negotiated it himself. I doubt if he even knows what went on.
He probably doesn't even know where Gaza's at. Hey, before we get going, Nick, Frank, in our roof here, wanted me to do something for everybody. He's got a friend who is facing a crisis like many of you out there do. As I'm a real estate agent, as you know, a realtor with eXp Realty, and fire insurance is just out of control. I mean, we could do a whole show on fire insurance and educate people on who's and what's and why's. But he's got a friend whose fire insurance went from, I think it's $1,200 to over $2,400 a year. And then they came out and told me he had to cut down a bunch of trees. So he has a bunch of oak and pine cut down on his property, and it's free for firewood. So if you would like to get some free firewood, just go cut it. His name is John. Call him at 530-921-4627. 530-921-4627. If you can get some free firewood and help this man get lower fire insurance, I think it's a double win. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Hey, I've got a friend of mine that burns that digger pine, and he said it's pretty good stuff. He puts a big chunk on each side of his fire, and he says it burns like coal all night long.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah. Well, there you go. We're helping people. Yeah, Joe is, he probably was like Al Gore and invented the internet. If you ask Joe, he probably did that too.
Yes.
So, you know. Hey, before we get going, Nick, you, right before we went live.
Go on that.
And, folks, you know, just so you get an idea of the incompetence and laziness that is Doug and Nick, Nick sends me stuff all the time. I send Nick maybe one. So Nick is obviously doing his due diligence. I just wing it and come in and look pretty on radio because I have a face for radio. But Nick just shot something to me right here as we went live. And I don't know enough about it, but it's an interesting concept. Trump has apparently come out and said that if China is going to be involved in the Panama Canal, we're going to take it back. That's an interesting concept.
Well, we own it. We bought it. From France, we built it at the cost of 34,000 American lives.
38,000.
38,000 lives. We financed it, and Jimmy Carter gave it away for a dollar.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a Democrat?
Yeah. Don't make me laugh because I'm a cough on air, and that's, people don't want to hear me coughing. That is an exact example of a liberal. Let other people do it, and then give it away, and then take credit for doing a good job.
Oh, boy. And he's still costing us money. He's still hanging on. He went into hospice about a year ago.
Yeah. Well, he's a tough old bird. I got him credit for that. But that's an interesting concept because one of the things that I've talked about earlier this year is when the Houthis shut down the strait over there in the Middle East. Well, at the same time, Panama Canal is suffering from a massive drought. So the wait time to get through the Panama Canal right now is weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's $1 million each way. So you got to spend $1 million just to go across that strip of land. Well, they don't have enough water in the lake above the canal to fill the canal to move the ships. And so ships are having to go all the way down around south of America. And the problem is they don't have the money. Whereas if America came back and took it over, I'm sure we could pump some water, desalination on one or both sides of the coast and pump it up to the lake to fill the canal. So it would probably be better for international shipping if America did take it back over.
Well, that's an interesting concept. You know, I was reading, I think it was Citizens Free Press, probably about Monday or Tuesday, and there's a new sex. You know, we've got the LBQT.
WRXYZ.
We've got them, and the last I read, there were 57 different ways to identify as your sex.
Okay.
Now they have symbiosexual people. According to Johnson, are attracted to the energy and unity between a couple, their chemistry, their intimacy. It's a small sample size of these queer, non-monogamous people were recruited to participate in this survey. But these people get off on watching other couples walk down the street and are in love. And this is a new sexual group.
Wow. I think the next two are going to be called funky and freaky sexual identities, is what I think.
Oh, no, they've got the toe stubbers now.
Oh.
The toe stubbers is a group, and it's all men. And they
go figure. Leave it to a guy to screw the system up.
They, in an intimate setting, they are heading across the room to have sexual relations of the person, their partner of their choice, whatever it may be. And they stub their toe and they lose their ability to have sexual intercourse. I suspect that quite a few of the failed recall people might be toe stubbers.
Well, you know, there you go, folks. It's Sunday morning, 3 days before Christmas, and Nick has managed to turn ours into Dr. Ruth. So, you know, Nick, it's funny is I watched some videos, a montage, and I wanted to let people know to keep an eye on this lady. Remember the lady who just a couple, I don't know, a month or so ago was getting holy hell from all these stupid liberals for wanting to have women's bathrooms be women's bathrooms at the Capitol. Nancy Mace is her name. And the liberals had painted her every color shade of bad you can get to. I'm telling you, you guys, if you're listening, Nancy Mace, there's like a 27 or 28 minute montage that's on the internet showing her doing her deed in Congress, interviewing Fauci.
She's
interviewing
a spark plug.
Oh my gosh, I kind of like Marjorie Taylor Greene, but I think Nancy Mace is now kind of my favorite. She is just on fire. So she is somebody that needs to step up. The problem I have also with Trump getting into this little segue is, you know, I hope Trump doesn't start plucking people like her out of Congress, because then that leaves an open seat and we don't know who we're going to get. So I hope Trump is smart enough, and he hasn't, but he's actually made a couple of recommendations, including Matt Gaetz, who resigned his seats, which is a shame. But I hope Trump stays out of getting people that are in Congress who are good, even though they're good and we need them, but we need them in Congress too. So, you know, she's an example of somebody that I think should be in Trump's cabinet way up there. But then that leaves an opening in her spot.
The thing about Matt Gaetz now, he can be appointed as a prosecutor, and he doesn't have anything holding him back.
Well, I hope not. I mean, you know, I don't know his moral failings, but, you know, I thought he would have been all right in the position he was appointed. But obviously they start throwing stuff and digging up his history, and once when in third grade, he pokes little Susie in the eye because he liked her. But Nancy Mace, folks, is the real deal. She is, she's a bulldog. She's awesome. I like her.
Poke the little girl in the eye. Is that a new sexual category?
No, that's like when we play dodgeball, and the way you show the girl you liked her is you hit her in the face with the ball.
So there you go.
That was how it worked for us guys. We thought that was cool. And we'd
you were the older group. They had outlawed Smear the Queer when I was a kid. That's what we did. We got a little nerd in a corner and smeared him with dodgeballs. Okay, let's segue into the supervisors' meeting this last Thursday
night. I heard
Thursday
it was interesting.
Night. Oh, it was wonderful. And, you know, I can't stress enough, if you go to the Board of Supervisors website, you can see the action and you can see exactly how these people that are disrupting, they're all from the failed recall group. They're all liberals.
Every one of them.
If you went to timestamp 1 minute and one hour and 11 minutes, it'll start right there, and it'll tell you all about the lawsuit we're involved in with Sheriff's Deputy Kroppenhaller. And then when they get done listening to that, you can listen to our own Dolores Lucero and see how she goes off on the supervisors. And it got so ridiculous they cut her mic, and I just thought that was wonderful. So did everybody else. And then don't interrupt me.
Oh, yeah,
you
right.
go to 4 hours, 21 minutes, and 28 seconds. You can listen to Nathan Pinckney. Oh. And boy, I'll tell you, and listen to the next four or five speakers, and you'll get a flavor of these people that are disrupting the meetings.
Yeah.
And it's all the liberals, the failed recall people, the conservatives over on the other side. And I never saw a meeting divided like this. On one side was all liberals, on the other side was all MAGA. It was so interesting. Go to those. I can't emphasize enough to go to those and listen to the profanity that they use. You don't hear profanity from our side.
Well, and what I wanted to say is, you know, equality of fairness. I would heard when we were here talking before the show that even Laura Hobbs got up there and deviated off topic, and they cut her mic. So, you know, I will give credit to Kevin Cry. If you don't stay on topic, he cuts the mic on both sides of the aisle. So,
well, that's a different point. I was trying to.
No, but I mean, that's the case. If we're going to be cutting mics, you know, it goes both ways. That's good.
Yes. I was trying to point out how disrespectful these people are. Disruptive, disrespectful, take advantage of the opportunity to spew hate. But, okay, starting
but they
with.
They accuse you and I of spewing hate, so that's the best part.
Yes, but we do.
But we do.
And we're proud of it.
Yeah, we got a show. It's called Poked Hornet's Nest. We get to do that. We poke people.
Okay, this is the Kroppenhaller lawsuit.
Yep.
And this is the first time I'd seen it all put together. And, December 19th, Nope, that's not it. Okay, on December of 2019, McGraney wanted Kroppenhaller to use the California Law Enforcement Telecommunications to run a rap sheet on Matt Pontes. Matt Pontes wasn't CEO yet, so evidently he wanted to get some dirt on him.
Yeah.
Well, that's against the law.
Yep.
Kroppenhaller refused, and he was bullied and harassed for 20 months for not doing that.
By McGraney. Let's just make sure you keep using the name over. McGraney's the one who did that.
Oh, he went as far as painting a Adolf Hitler-type mustache on his picture up on the wall and making what I would consider false accusations for 20 months, and he was led out of the building and placed on administrative leave by McGraney on July of 2021. I remember reading that they took his gun and his badge when they let him out of the building.
They call that perp walking. He was perp walked out of the building. Perpetrator is what they do. That's a kind of a cop term.
So in February of 2022, remember this started in December of 19.
Yeah.
A tort claim was filed with the county. Now, a tort means they bring it to the attorney's attention that they intend to file a lawsuit. And that means that the county has the opportunity to settle it right then rather than go to court. They didn't do that, and they didn't bring it to the city, to the supervisor's attention. On May 19th, 2022, a lawsuit was filed, and the county was served on May 23rd. So we go on, the board, when a lawsuit is filed against the county, the board, it's required, it's California code, that the attorney tell the board we're being sued.
Not if you're a liberal, you don't have to do that. You don't have to rule due to the laws. But go ahead.
A two-thirds vote. They've got to have a two-thirds vote to hire an outside attorney.
Mm-hmm. From the supervisors, for the record.
Yes.
Yes.
So here's what happened. Ruben Cruz and Jim Ross, who were county attorneys, filling in until they found somebody else. We've got Joseph Lamar, and he's doing a really good job. They hid this from the county supervisors.
Bet you money they vote liberal, but continue.
In late fall of 2023, a citizen went to Kevin Cry's place of business and told him he could settle this lawsuit. He could help him settle it for $900,000. Kevin wasn't made aware that we had a lawsuit. None of them were. And Kevin just thought, you know, after all he's going through with the recall and all mm-hmm. that stuff, he says, God, I don't know about this guy. I'm not sure he knows what he's talking about. And just kind of forgot about it. So a few months later, the board was told about the lawsuit. It had been for 2 years hidden from the council.
Yep.
And these guys have hired outside counsel.
Without a two-thirds majority of the supervisors, so that's even better. Continue on.
So over this period of time, the county has spent a lot of money, and they're going to wind up spending a lot more money. And I think they have tentatively reached a settlement of $2.9 million or something.
$2.3 million, I think, is what I heard.
$2.3 million. Dollars. This could have been alleviated by honesty and integrity in our county to start with.
Well, and those are the same people, those positions you mentioned, you know, the ones that the recall people are, you know, oh, and all these people are leaving the county government. Yeah, they're corrupt losers. I mean, this is the stuff they did. In this case, they got caught, you know. Now we know this lawsuit happened a couple years ago, and the Board of Supervisors didn't know a single thing about it, which by law was a requirement.
That's and then you've got Mary Rickert and Tim Garman saying, we're spending all this money on lawsuits.
Yeah.
You know, the sitting board now didn't even know about it, the three of them. Well,
and Rickards was on the board when it started.
And Jonesy, he was chair for a year, 2023. He was chair. They never brought it to his attention.
No. And, you know, it just goes, again, I said it earlier, we need honesty and integrity from the top all the way down to our local government. And that's an example of cleaning out the dirt and the cancer that has inflicted our government at every level. And here's the thing, where a whole group of people conspiracy to not inform the Board of Supervisors as is required by law, and yet the recall people kept saying how we're losing all of this great talent. Well, that's the great talent we lost.
Hey,
good riddance.
You've got to go to the supervisors meeting and watch that. It's the meeting Thursday night, the 19th. It starts at 1 hour and 11 minutes. It's hilarious. Mary Rickert, she tries to kind of deceive them. She says, well, here it is right on the agenda closed session, Crop Hauler versus Shasta County. And Kevin says, no, that's a different case. She says, no, it isn't. She says, yes, it is. Lamar stuck up for him. Says, yeah, that's a different case. That was settled. That's not the case we're talking about. I wager she knew that.
Well, I guarantee
and
she
did. She's known what's been going on the whole time.
Yeah.
I remember when Chris Street showed up at the meeting, and he says, I'm going to let Mary tell you what she's done. You know what you've done, Mary. And she said, oh, no, no, no. Well, I think it's coming out. In fact, I didn't get to watch it, but mountaintopmedia.substack, Leslie Saw and Chris Street are on there, and they're talking about it.
Yeah.
And I suspect that would be quite interesting also.
Well, good riddance, Miss Rickards, to start the new year. I've got hopes that Corky brings in some honesty and integrity.
That's all we want.
That's it. You know what? And, you know, this whole...
But the thing is, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
None of this got in the news media.
No. No. But when these
Shasta
people...
Shasta Scout, News Cafe, Record Searchlight, they didn't even mention it.
Yeah, but those same piece of crap publication, news media, whatever they're... Whenever one of these people would retire or, you know, resign, it was the Board of Supervisors conservative majority is causing all of our personnel to leave. They published that.
Oh, yes.
But they didn't publish anything that was actually going on behind the scenes that got the heat on the person who was resigning, you know. And that's just an example of the dishonest media is there was an entire backstory going on here. And then you had these people that would resign as soon as the light got shined on them. And then they would blame the Board of Supervisors for, you know, causing all these resignations.
Well, it's just recently that we've quit paying Eric McGraney.
Yeah.
And I suspect, I don't know this, but I suspect they created the CEO, assistant CEO for him, and paid him, I think it was a $40,000 raise, bumped him up to about $200,000 a year to keep him quiet.
Well, and it's funny, why would you keep him quiet? He's the one that caused the problems. You know, that's like, you know, paying off the perpetrator who's raping women. He doesn't tell the story. I mean, that's just stupid.
Well, if that comes out, there's other things that might come out.
Yeah.
Which is coming out right now.
Yeah.
That they wish wasn't coming out.
Yeah. I completely agree with you.
I wager the toe stuffers didn't want to come out.
Nick, how do you get us back to being Dr. Ruth? Hey, Nick, did you know, you've probably heard about it, it's been in the news a little bit, about all these drones. Did you know that in the last, I think I want to say this last couple months, we've had 17 security breaches over military air bases by Chinese drones. And what's interesting that links all these together is in the last couple of years, the Chinese Communist Party has bought farmland or big pieces of property next to our military installations, the same 17 that have had the drones flying over them. And Biden and his crew of incompetent idiots, the treasonous people they are, have done nothing.
Biden was busy getting all those 100 hostages released from Gaza. Now he can concentrate on that.
Yeah, but I found that as an interesting. That actually was on Bartiromo, I think is her name, Maria Bartiromo. Yeah. And so I'm not making this up. I'm not pulling off some right-wing conspiracy. So she actually had on there and had a guy who was talking about it. And, you know, it's funny. You talk about media. This goes to media. We have 17 breaches of our national security and we don't hear anything about it until one person does it. And I just had a note put to me, so I have to make a correction on air. I mean, when I'm wrong, I admit it. I just had a note that said Nixon was not impeached. I thought that was the reason he left. I know he resigned, but I thought Congress had impeached him. But so I stand corrected. I'm sorry for saying and misleading our group that I said Nixon was impeached. I thought he had been impeached.
We've got Janet Chandler in the House. They sent her in to keep
us right. Yeah, there you go. So just want to make sure I'm clear. I can't be, can't be spouting falsehoods out to our folks. But anyways.
Oh, there was another clip I wanted to play.
Well, then
Kevin
play it.
Kiley is pointing out the good things Gavin Newsom is doing for our state. It's the second clip on the second half. And you know what I've noticed lately is Gavin's picture a lot in the news media. I go to Citizens Free Press and some other places. And for no reason, his picture's in there. Maybe two or three articles, and Elizabeth Warren is the same time. You watch, they're prepping them.
Well, I don't know if you folks know this, but if you haven't been paying attention, it's going to be, it slipped through. It's been voted on 12 to 2. The California Air Resources Board, the CARB, had voted to add, I think it was a 62 cent per gallon, surcharge starting in January. They received such holy hell that it's been dropped. The last number I could research and find is somewhere in the 40s, like 40, 42, 43 cents is supposed to be added to our gallon of gas to fight green air pollution. So be aware that our gas price in California may not be going down as much as you think with Mr. Trump.
Well, you know, hey, Dave, can we play that clip number two on the first half, please, second half?
Well, the tide is finally turning.
So anyway, getting back to that, we're going to get that clip going here pretty quick. Gavin Newsom is doing a lot to help our country, or
yes,
our state.
Yes, he is. He's driving it to the ground faster so we can get rid of him.
Okay, are we ready?
Mr. Speaker, this last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom called a special emergency session of the legislature for the purpose of, quote, Trump-proofing California, or protecting California values. Now, it's a question of whether this session is even, there's a question of whether this session is even legal, given that the state constitution allows for a special session to be called under extraordinary circumstances, and you might wonder whether the result of a duly conducted presidential election could truly constitute an extraordinary circumstance. More than that, it is clearly a farce, as despite the governor's claims that this is an emergency situation, it was such an emergency that they gaveled in for about an hour and then went home for a month without passing any legislation. But we should just examine the governor's claim that we need to protect California values, protect the status quo in California against any forces of reform that may be coming from Washington, D.C. What exactly is the governor aiming to protect? Is it California's national lead when it comes to homelessness, the fact that we have half the unsheltered homeless in the entire country? Is that what Governor Newsom is aiming to protect? Is it our highest in the nation poverty rate? Is he looking to protect our lead when it comes to poverty? Or is it when it comes to retail crime, does he want to maintain the number one record for the worst retail crime in the country? Or the number one spot when it comes to anti-business regulations? Or when it comes to frivolous lawsuits? Or when it comes to unemployment? Actually, we're now only second worst in the country when it comes to unemployment, so perhaps his protective measures are aiming to get us back in the lead. Is he looking to protect our standing as the worst state in the country when it comes to an increase in wages? Wages have stagnated in California more than any state in the country. Or when it comes to restrictions on workers and the right to earn a living? Is he looking to make sure that California maintains its lead in gas prices, well above the price of gas in any of the other 49 states? Well, we know he's looking to do that because his own CARB board just passed regulations that are going to raise gas prices about 60 cents a gallon more. Is he looking to protect our standing as number two in the country in housing costs, number two in the country in water bills, number three in the country in energy and electricity costs, number three in the country in inequality, number one in the country when it comes to income taxes? Certainly wants to protect California's lead in that respect.
Okay, there we go.
Well, am I an idiot savant or what? I had just mentioned that CARB thing, and I didn't know if our listeners had been aware of that, and here it was in this little clip. And, I think that California can really lead the way to being at the bottom of the heap. But let me ask you a question, Nick. This is a technical question. On the world scale, what is the ranking in terms of sheer size of the California economy? So what do you think we rank as a nation state, I guess?
Either fifth or seventh.
We're fourth right now. So as we completely destroy ourselves because of liberal stupidity, I'm sure that ranking is going to start to go south, and it's going to have genuine implications to the economics of our state.
Well, getting back to that CARB tax, I remember 4 or 5 years ago that we voted on it.
Yep.
There was a CARB tax, and they didn't say how much. It could be anywhere from 0 up to 70 or 85%.
And it was all based on some green scam BS, yes.
And the people voted it in.
Yep.
And that's what's coming home to roost. Right,
they also
now
voted Joe in. They also voted Obama in. They voted Pelosi in. So, you know, there's not a lot of intelligence on one side of the aisle.
Michigan printed 1.5 million. I think it's 1.2 million ballots more than they had registered voters. What's that tell you?
They took Common Core math. That's what it tells me. They took Obama's Common Core math. Actually, I think Obama's, it was Bush's. Bush's Common Core math, and they passed it successfully.
I've got a book I bought for Charlie Can't Count and Billy Goat Jeff called Arithmetic for Dummies. Maybe I ought to send it back there.
Well, you know, I have found if you take your shoes off, you can carry most digits forward.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I made that up just now, just looking at you, Nick. Your blue sweater has enlightened me and just made me feel brighter and happier.
Well, I think we're winding up the show. I hope everybody has a nice Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.